so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Well, of course, that is Sleep the Wheel, doing what we do every week, right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington. Yeah, we boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight. The jazz guy has got more than 400 shows under his belt, and he is just a font of ideas for themes for shows. So, in an unabashed act of flattery, also known as copying, tonight we're going to hear songs ending with the suffix T-I-O-N, shun. And as a former teacher, I relish being able to use the term suffix outside of the classroom and crossword puzzles. And as we do on so many shows on Boogie Back, we begin with a raft of love songs, starting off with two songs on the positive end of that vast continuum of love. Leading off with Sean Colvin, An Object of My Affection.
Jump into the night, gas up and down, shift, cruise up the coast on the FM drift. It's a crazy world. On the head of a pin.
Thank you. I'm just going to start playing, and everybody's kind of coming in, and I'll start singing. Just try to get a groove going. All right? Let me know when we're ready. She ran out of luck and started sweating bullets. Tried to get a job, but she couldn't do it. Now she's living in a suitcase out on the street. He said, I love your family, they sure are funny. You know I hate to ask, but can you loan me some money? I'm trying to get a grip, trying to get back on my feet. But she's sleeping in the kitchen on the hardwood floor. Said it fixed her back, it don't hurt no more. She's looking real good, but she's having some trouble with her knees. They're looking for some kind of satisfaction. They're working over some kind of chain reaction. Trying to get a handle on whatever it is they need. They're victims of a situation. They can't rise above their own desperation. They keep on pushing, but they can't get it up to speed. But he ain't going nowhere. You could cut him with a knife and I bet you he wouldn't even bleed. He said, hey doc, take a look at this. It don't work and I'm scared to death. He said, I got something for you, but you only get the first one free. Ain't never seen a woman that crazy about a man. Like a devil and an angel hand in hand. She knows what he is, but that ain't the life he leads. Looking for some kind of satisfaction. They're working off of some kind of chain reaction. Trying to get a handle on whatever it is they need. They're victims of the situation. Can't rise above their own desperation. They keep on pushing, but they can't get it up to speed.
Delbert McClinton with Desperation from his 2001 album, Nothing Personal. You also heard Lynn Williams setting up a really nice rhythm there on the drums. Delbert was born in Lubbock, spent his teen years playing harp in clubs and bars throughout the Fort Worth area, playing with musicians of a whole bunch of different styles, including the blues. Back in Howlin' Wolf, Jimmy Reed, Sonny Boy Williamson II, Bobby Blue Bland. A few years later, he was in England, and he gave a young John Lennon some harp lessons. While kicking around with a whole bunch of different bands and doing some solo work, he's also working on his songwriting chops, and he still, later, his big break was a duet with Bonnie Raitt called Good Man, Good Woman on her album Luck of the Draw, which brought him his first of four Grammys. He's been nominated for 8. Leading off that set was Sean Colvin, the object of my affection from her Fat City album released back in 1992. Sean had some pretty fine support on that song, The Subdudes, especially Tommy Malone on guitar in that slide solo. Joni Mitchell was on the hand claps. Sean was born in South Dakota, but eventually she moved to Austin where she joined a Western swing band called the Dixie Diesels. She later moved to New York and was on the folk circuit for a while. She appeared in some off-Broadway shows there, and her first album, Steady On, won a Grammy, same year that we saw her live on Austin City Limits. We've seen her a couple more times up here on the Triple Door, which is where I picked up a copy of her memoir called Diamond in the Rough. You listen to songs with the suffix shun in the title, right here on Boogie Back. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. Next up, we're going to turn to the other end of that love spectrum, the sad end, leading off with Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris. song called Invitation to the Blues.
I couldn't sleep last night, just walked the floor. Don't know how I'll stand this anymore. Lonely all the time since I lost you. I received your invitation. Just hope I'll never go through this much again. Thanks for sending something I can't use. Received your invitation to the blues.
Was only 20 streets away. I sing and boy, I pick up that fiddle, oh, and play that steel guitar, oh, and find yourself a lady, oh, and dance right where you are. Hey, never stopped to wonder who if he'd see her again. It was a private conversation. No one heard him say that girl he left behind was 2,000 miles away. He just sang, boy, pick up that fiddle, ooh, and play that steel guitar, ooh, and find yourself a lady, ooh, and dance right where you are. I guess it's easier said than done. Oh, look at what you've been through and to see what you've become. Well, it's a private conversation. No one hears you say. Well, it's a private conversation. Hey. At the window and she watched the shade go down. It was a private conversation. No one heard her say. It was a private conversation. No one heard her say. It was a private conversation. No one heard her say. It was a private conversation. Hey.
I Love It with Private Conversation. Came from his 1996 album, The Road to Ensenada. Many of you know, well, I was born in Klein, Texas, but did you know that it's just that small town was named after his great-grandfather, who was a Bavarian weaver? The town is now a suburb of Houston, as Houston has just grown and grown and grown. Lyle was raised on a family horse ranch, and his love of horses really continues to this day. He's including been involved in some competitions. You've heard a lot about Lyle on the show, but I don't think I've ever mentioned that his major was in journalism and in German. At the same time, he was writing and playing music at Texas A&M. He went to graduate school, and then he went over to Germany to study, and he continued to write and play over there. His break came when a songwriter by the name of Nancy Griffith recorded a song, If I Were the Woman You Wanted, on her Once a Blue Moon album. And ironically, Lyle had interviewed Nancy when he was writing for the school newspaper at A&M a bunch of years before that. Before Lyle, we heard Rodney Crowell from Houston, Texas, Emmylou Harris with Ray Price's song Invitation to the Blues. Came from their Grammy Award-winning Old Yellow Moon album released back in 2013. Rodney's relationship with Emmylou goes way back to 1975. She reached out to him while she was playing at the Armadillo World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. He sat in with her, and the next day, he was on his way to L.A. as a part of her band called The Hot Band. He wrote a bunch of songs for her, calling on some of the work that he did after he met Guy Clark, whom we're going to hear a little bit later in the show. Rodney, he's gone on to have a pretty amazing and long career, both a songwriter, solo performer, and record producer for, among other people, his ex-wife, Roseanne Cash. You listen to Inside Poop and songs with Shun in the title on Boogie Back to Texas. on The Voice of Vashon. We are your island connection, and I am your host, Jeff Fletcher, searching for suffixes. Thanks for listening.
VOV underwriting support is provided by Puget Sound Energy, offering tips and resources to save energy, save money, and stay warm during these cold winter months at psc.com/lower.
This portion of VOV programming is supported by the Mostly True Vashon Tours. Based on the popular Mostly True history book series, these tours offer a lighthearted history of our islands and show you where historical events actually happened. Along the way, you'll experience local foods, spirits, and recreation. For more information and tickets, visit VashonTours.com.
Well, thanks to those folks, and thanks to all our underwriters who have stuck with us throughout this whole COVID mess. And also, tomorrow, for 1 month, starting July 1st through July 31st, we have our summer raffle, which is a very big deal for us. It's a big fundraiser. And hopefully it's a big deal for you, and maybe you'll be a winner. The grand prize again this year is a shopping spree at Thriftway. And you think you don't need a shopping spree? Well, the food bank does. The last 2 years, the food bank has kind of won because the winners of the raffle have turned their prize over to the food bank. It's a great opportunity and it's a lot of fun. So join us with the raffle. Next up on the show, we're going to turn to temptation of some kind. And the high price for it. We're going to lead off with Bill Carter, who just can't function with the medicine of his woman. Here's Bill Carter and Can't Function.
Resistance is low. Sweat all night. Honey,
kissing, baby. Oh, it's killing me.
Stained with dirty looks, least it never lies. The muse is calling down the hall, come on, let's get high. The high price of inspiration always leaves me broken, but I keep coming back for more, still I take no caution. Inspiration with some wings is what I'm looking for. Inspiration with no strings, I'd like that even more. Fly me to a better place, land me safe and sound. Don't you worry, I'll be back if I ever come down. Pretty sure I'll make it if I get through today. Before I see tomorrow, there is always hell to pay. Inspiration with some wings is what I'm looking for. Inspiration with no strings, I'd like that even more. Inspiration with some wings is what I'm no strings, I'd like that even more. I'd like that even more. I'd like that even more.
The great songwriter Guy Clark and the high price of inspiration from his 2013 album, My Favorite Picture of You, an album that is pretty amazing. As a matter of fact, it's an album that reviewer Steve Leggett called a wonderfully rough, tough, tender, wise, and gracefully resigned testament to a life lived, a craft followed, and regrets considered, weighed, and given due. Pretty high praise. And how many people would write a line like, "The mirror is stained with dirty looks"? So anyway, Guy was 71 when he recorded that, and I think his voice is a little bit rougher, but it fits the songs. And if anyone knows the high price of inspiration, it's Guy and probably his great friend, Townes Van Zandt. Before Guy, we heard another fine songwriter, Bill Carter, with Can't Function. That came from his Unknown album, came out in 2013. You also heard Denny Freeman on his Flying V guitar. Word about Denny, who passed away in April of this year. He was really a great guitar player for so many folks around Austin and elsewhere. Spent his teens in Dallas, and he later moved to Austin and started his career as a co-lead guitarist with Stevie Ray in a band called The Cobras. He played with both Stevie Ray and Jimmy Vaughn. He was a member of the house band at Antone's, and he toured with Jimmy and Taj Mahal and was part of Dylan's backing band from 2005 through 2009. It seemed wherever you walked into a club, especially the Continental Club or Antone's, Denny was playing guitar with somebody. R.I.P., Denny. Bill Carter was, as I said, quite a songwriter himself. He wrote Crossfire, and he wrote Willie the Wimp for Stevie Ray Vaughan. He wrote Why Get Up, recorded by the Fabulous Thunderbirds and over 90 other groups around the world. And he wrote Jacksboro Highway, recorded by John Mayall, and a whole bunch more. He was raised up here while his dad was stationed in the Navy and then moved to Austin in 1976. He's come back here a few times. You listen to songs with Shun in them, the suffix Shun, on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I crack myself up. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. Next up, we have a weird kind of intertwined set, the likes of which you probably don't hear too often. We're going to lead off with Buffalo Springfield and Stephen Stills in the lead in virtually every way, especially on bass. Here's Buffalo Springfield, Questions.
Fortunes of fables are able. to sing the blues.
You got to live the blues. Get along.
Carry on. Love is coming. Love is coming to us
for you old hot timers out there. That was Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young with Carry On and Questions. And that came from their Deja Vu album, with Stephen Stills not only providing the vocals, but also the organ, the percussion, the guitars, and the bass. Of course, Stephen is from Dallas, Texas, and David lived in Huntsville for 5 months behind bars. And then he spent some time in Houston at a halfway house waiting for permission to move back to California. During this stint is when David kicked his drug habit, and he claims it was one of the best things that ever happened to him. Deja Vu album was released in 1970, and there was a 50th anniversary edition released on May 14, 2021. That includes 38 previously unissued songs, some outtakes, and some demos. All the songs but Woodstock on that album were recorded as individual sessions by each member. Stills estimated that the song Deja Vu had over 100 takes, but Carry On only took about 8 hours. And the story of that song is that near the end of one of the recording sessions, Nash told Stephen that they really didn't have an opening track yet for the album. Stills took two songs, Carry On and Questions, that he wrote for Buffalo Springfield, and we heard at the top of that set, and edited them together with parts of a jam session from a few days earlier. The fact that Stephen played nearly everything on that song might account for why it only took about 8 hours to pull it together. And for you music geeks out there, the bridge section, sung a cappella, makes the transition from 6/8 time to 2/4 time. As I said, the opener for that set was Buffalo Springfield's version of Questions, in which Stills played the organ and the piano and the bass, while Richie Furay played guitar. Other members of Buffalo Springfield were Neil Young, Jim Messina, Dewey Martin, and Bruce Palmer. Questions was on their third album last time around, ironically. Maybe not. Maybe it was named that way for sure, because it was their last album. And oftentimes, like on Deja Vu, they didn't play on each other's songs, and that was the end of a really good band. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. Tonight we have songs with Shun in the titles, an idea that I swiped from Bill Wood, the jazz guy, and I'm quite proud of it. I'm your host, Jeff Letcher, confessing to the crime. VOV programming support is provided by the Recess Lab, Vashon's favorite place to hang out. Literally. The bouldering wall is open with classes, open climb, and shoe rentals. Drop-ins are welcome at the Recess Lab, right behind the KVSH studio in the heart of town. Find them on the web at VashonLab.com.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
Well, again, thanks to all our underwriters. This last part of the show, probably about a third of the show, if you look at the titles only, Resurrection in there twice, Jackson Station and Salvation may seem a little bit religious to some, but if you take a broader definition of those words, you'll see what I mean. We're going to lead off with two takes on Resurrection, and the first is from Chris Perez. Here he is with the song, well, Resurrection.
For the action.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate the opportunity that you've given us to come into your homes today.
Karen Jones was just 15, could have been homecoming queen, but she had a child and she lived at the Salvation Army. Now she has a thrift store of her own, raises money for folks without a home. Too bad she'll never find a home for me. And Tom Baker was a friend of mine, knew him in his Irish fighting prime.
was an actor. Sometimes he directed. Yeah, the baker man, he was my friend. He stuck with me until the end. It came a little sooner than expected. Resurrection, that's the name of the song. Resurrection, I've been down so long. Don't know where I'm going, ain't got no direction. Resurrection, resurrection. Aunt Susie died completely healed, but you gotta play the hand you deal. Susie, I'm so glad you came along. Embraced by light, bathed in tears. She'd been clean for 7 years. But resurrection was the name of the song. I still miss my mom and dad, two best friends I ever had. They were always with me from the start. All the shows in all the towns, all the ups and all the downs, they were walking with me in my heart. Resurrection, that's the name of the song. Resurrection, now that I've been down so long. Don't know where I'm going, ain't got no direction. Resurrection, resurrection. You might think that I'm too old to be out playing on the road instead of staying home where I belong. You might think that it ain't right to be out driving half the night. No, it ain't right. It ain't even wrong. It's resurrection. That's the name of the song. Resurrection. Now that I've been down so long, I don't know where I'm going. Ain't got no direction. Resurrection. Resurrection. What's in my heart is in my soul, is in a day-old donut hole eaten by an off-duty cop in San Francisco. Nights are getting colder, but there's an angel on my shoulder. Somehow she always gets me to the next show. Resurrection,
resurrection.
That's the name of the song. Resurrection,
resurrection.
Haven't I been down so long? Don't know where I'm going. Ain't got no direction. Resurrection, resurrection, resurrection.
Do you know the Baker Man?
Resurrection,
you can make it, baby.
Resurrection,
we're with you, sonny boy.
Resurrection,
we're all of us together.
Resurrection, resurrection.
Kinky Friedman joined by Willie Nelson. Resurrection, the title cut from Kinky's 2019 album, a song with stories of a bunch of people who pulled themselves from difficulties, kind of end up making a pretty positive life for themselves and for others. And it's not a song that I expected from Kinky when I first heard it. When we were in Texas, he and his band played a bunch of songs that were humorous, ironic, satirical, but often offended as many people as possible, it seems. In fact, his Austin City Limits show is the only one never to air because of all the offensive songs and language as well. But there is another side to Kingster, one who ran for governor of Texas, and he won 12% of the votes in a six-candidate race. And he's written over 20 crime novels, and he's got a huge animal rescue operation going down in Texas as well. Before Kinky, we heard Chris Perez and his very different take on Resurrection, which was the title cut of his 1999 album. Chris was born in San Antonio, and he was the lead guitarist for Selena's band, and in fact, he married her. But later, her father forced them to end their relationship because he felt that Chris's image would damage her career. He formed his own band, and he won a Grammy for the Resurrection album. Listen, Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, picking tunes with shun in the title. It's a noun, just so you know. Thanks for listening. We're going to head toward the door of Boogie Back to Texas with a gospel swampy kind of tune from a group that reminds me of a cross between Little Feet and somebody, maybe the band. I'm not sure. Here is A Band of Heathens. I hope I didn't create the expectations for people that are out of charge here. But anyway, here's A Band of Heathen live on Austin City Limits with the song Jackson Station.
Mama got a voice like sugar, is so sweet and fine. Sister singing Amazing Grace, she right in time. They're laying poor Papa low in the ground that he worked in so. Now they waiting at the Jackson Station for the train to roll.
She's been up all night, she got crows walking round her eyes. But she can still raise a cup in a toast to a well-ran drive. He left her on a Tuesday still with gin, whiskey, and a bottle of pills. And now she's waiting at the Jackson Station looking over the hill. Take me away, hear the whistle play a sad, sad song. Lay me down where the river runs wide and strong. Sometimes she rides a ticket home, other times she'll leave you all alone. Just waiting at the Jackson Station for the train to go.
Band of Heathens out of Austin, Texas, Jackson Station. It came from their 2008 self-titled album, Band of Heathens. Pretty good song, pretty good band as well. We're going to go out the door of tonight's edition of Boogie Back with a soothing and frankly fabulous song by one of my favorite musicians I've discovered doing this show, Cindy Cash Dollar. Here she is on her Citrone lap steel guitar, Marcia Ball joining her on piano, Salvation.